Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Oh, what a team. We have him. We have the man of the moment, Damian Brown. Is mad. He's crazy. And I had to speak to him. He has reached the shores of Galway, officially becoming the first person in history to row from New York to Galway. He's on the line. Damo, how's it going?
Hi, Jen. How are you?
How sore are you on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'm currently sitting down, so that means I'm actually quite sore. I'd say 7.
I've been reading your story and it is just incredible what you have achieved. So first of all, congratulations. You made it to Ireland yesterday, but it wasn't without difficulty. Can you talk us through what happened?
Yeah, so I came, firstly, there was big southerly winds, so blowing up the coast of Ireland, and I was coming up from kind of the Kerry direction. So I had to negotiate the Aran Islands, which in itself was a bit of a mission, you know. But I came through Inishman and Inishir, down these huge kind of swells and waves and breakers, which was in one part fun and another part like absolutely nerve-wracking, you know. But then when I got through, I was like hugely relieved, because as far as I was concerned, Galway Bay was like safety.
Yeah.
And I had this wash of, like I said, relief over me, but
you made it.
I soon realized that then, no, I had to cut across this wind, you know, this 30-knot wind, and row east into Galway City. And that started kind of, I had a plan to kind of try and get inside the headland, which is called Blackhead, which is on the North Clare coast, and then get shelter from that wind and bed down for the night and then row into Galway the next day, because it's still 20-odd miles into the bay, you know, from the islands. But when I started rowing, the wind just started pushing me towards the Galway shore, and there was nothing I could do about it, like absolutely nothing. It was just so strong, and I was getting all these huge waves on my the side of my boat, you know, pushing me that way as well. And as the night went on and on, I just kind of kept reevaluating and trying to make new plans and trying to figure out what I could do. And as far as I was concerned, if I keep rowing, you know, I can get into firstly inside the headland and get into Galway and probably find a safe anchorage somewhere. But perception is a bit difficult, and there was no moon as well, you know, so I hadn't much light to work with and see exactly where I was. And I misperceived how close I was to the shoreline. And then at one point, I just noticed two rocks right behind me. I tried to flick the boat around, and I actually managed it really quickly. And then I just rowed out straight into these huge breakers, like, you know, that were smashing onto the shore, these massive waves the wind had generated. And one of them just caught me a little bit on the side of the front of the boat. And they're so powerful, they just pushed the boat sideways. Like, the boat doesn't have any weight to it, really, compared to their power. And it pushed me sideways and then pushed me 180 degrees, kind of like flipped me into the water. And then I broke an oar when I flipped, and that oar was my like last set of oars. So that meant that I was kind of, that was it then. I was kind of flummoxed, you know. I'd no way to row the boat, and I just rowed. And then I just washed up onto the rocks, like, very tamely. There was no kind of, you know, no big hit or anything like that, no drama to it. But so that was the way it all ended after.
You're like, oh, for God's sake, I've spent all this time at sea. I finally see the end in sight and this happens. But thank God you're safe. Well, you were 16 weeks at sea. Is that right? You started the adventure 16 weeks ago, titled Project Empower, in Manhattan on Tuesday, June 14th, when you think about it. Now, you started this journey with your lifelong friend, Fergus Farrell. But what happened to Fergus? Where's he?
Fergus took leave of the ship, the little boat we were on. As you said, it was only 6.2 metres on day 13 of the expedition, because he needed to be medically evacuated. I call him Gussie. So Gussie had traumatic spinal cord injury when he was only 4 years ago now, and he was given 5% chance basically to ever walk again, and he had this miraculous recovery. But, you know, to relearn to walk and regain his mobility and all that, his own journey was incredible. But that's left him with, like, a lot of kind of weakness, I suppose, in terms of his health, you know, and just the ocean road just absolutely
battered
kind
him.
Of destroyed him.
Yeah.
Like,
so after 13 days, he had to call it a day.
We couldn't take the risk. He was showing all sorts of symptoms for blood clotting, and we had to get him off that boat as quickly as possible, yeah.
Oh, Damien, then you're on your own. I mean, you weren't expecting that. How did you feel?
Daunted, absolutely daunted by what I had in front of me. Like, I was never going to not, like, try and complete the expedition. That was, like, that wasn't even, it never even entered my mind. But I remember people saying to me, can't believe you went on. And I was like, well, I was kind of surprised. I never even thought of not going on, you know. But I was just daunted by the work, the amount of work I had to do to get to Galway. It's just the most unforgiving passage, a massive passage of water you could ever come across. Like, and for one person to try and do it is extremely, extremely difficult, you know, because it's not as if I can row 10 miles and then in the morning wake up and I'll still be in that same spot and then I'll just row on again. No, I'll row 10 miles, but I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be gone back 3 miles.
Oh, no.
And then I'll have, you know, so the psychological part of that over months and months and months is absolutely extraordinarily hard to deal with, yeah.
And tell me about life on the boat. So how did you eat? How did you sleep?
So the boat is...
How'd you go to the jacks is what we want to know, Damien. Okay, yeah. How'd you go to the jacks?
It's, the process is called bucket and chuck it. So you, I don't really probably need to explain too much.
But we
you
get
sit
it.
On a bucket. Yeah, right, yeah.
We get it.
And you use biodegradable wet wipes, blah, 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 blah. You do the job, yeah.
Okay, and what about, I mean, what was your first meal when you got off the boat? Because I'm sure you were just eating dried stuff for that many weeks. What did you have when you got home?
Well, not only was I just eating dried dehydrated rations, but I was eating it cold for 87 days because I lost my thing called the jet boiler that boils the water that makes it hot. So it was
incredible.
I had no utensils for the last 12 days. So I was just drinking everything. So it was particularly arduous. But I'm a, you know, a born and bred Galway man, and my first meal, of course, was a Supermax.
I love because, it. I said it was the best meal you ever had.
It was something I waited a long, long time for and thought a lot about, so it was divine, yeah.
Come here, was this whole expedition an elaborate excuse to get out of minding your baby?
We were chatting about it earlier, me and my partner, Roselle, and she said, you timed this well because she's finished her leap and she's nearly all her teeth. So are you sure this wasn't planned?
Clever man. So apart from leaving your partner and your baby, what was the hardest part of the whole journey?
It's just dealing with the... I didn't get any luck with the weather conditions and dealing with headwinds and getting blown backwards. The relentlessness of the kind of difficulty of dealing with the challenge, you know, like headwinds and... thing called adverse currents. Like, so the minute I'd leave down the oars and I'd have worked incredibly hard for whatever 2 hours and maybe gained 2 miles, literally 10 minutes later I'll have lost 0.3 of that 2 miles, and the stress of that, you know, knowing how hard it is to get it back and to get further along, and doing that, like, okay, you do that for 2 or 3 days and, you know, it'd be hard, but like you have light at the end of the tunnel. There's no light at the end of the tunnel, really, for me, until really I got within probably 200 miles of Ireland. Like, so dealing with that for 70, 80, 90, 100 days was just, like, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Is it true you can't swim? Is that true?
It is true, yeah.
You can't swim. You put yourself in a boat and rowed across the Atlantic. I mean, I can't get over that. Would you be tempted now to get a few lessons? I'm telling you, it's pretty easy. You can wear armbands for the first couple of goes. I mean, it wouldn't be as hard as rowing across the Atlantic.
I consider it, but it's such a when you're facing into a kind of project like this, there's so many things to do. And I know this might sound strange to people, but like something like that, it's so far down the list that like you just never get around to it. If you get me, like, you know, and it's not a big plan, or not a big part of it, because like it just, you know, you're never planning on swimming, and if you are, even if you're Michael Phelps out there, you're probably in big trouble if you find yourself in the water and with currents and winds and going one way and you going the other way. Yeah.
So tell me about this list. What's next on the list for you? I mean, what's the future hold for you?
Well, right now, like, it took 3.5 years to put this together. And there's so many ways it could have gone wrong. And, you know, to bring it all together, I think it's just time now for me to peel back a little bit. And
it's time now for you to buy a weekend away for your wife, right?
Yeah.
Or your partner, and send her off now for a spa weekend. And you take that child and you do the late nights. That might be on the cards, is it?
And I'm fine with that. I actually like it. It's something Ocean Rose give you great perspective, and something like that now is with something, you know, that's you understand then, like, very deeply, like, the things that are important to you, and
yeah.
Spending time with people is a huge thing, and that's something I really want to do over right now and over the next days and weeks and months, and, you know, reconnect with everyone, like
family,
everyone,
and friends
and family.
Sure,
yeah,
and
exactly,
I'm sure they're just
yeah.
so delighted you're safe and you're well and you're on land
yeah.
again. Have you had a pint yet?
Have yeah. I had a pint of Full Sail Lager from Galway Bay Brewery. I had a few of them last night, actually. It was very nice. And,
lovely. Well deserved.
Yeah. Another nice reintroduction to life, to normal life.
Totally. Well, look, you did yourself proud. You did the country. You did Galway proud and the rest of the country. It's an incredible story. And you did this all for a very good cause. Do you want to let us know how people can still donate if they want to do that?
Yeah. So it's four charity partners. National Rehabilitation Hospital, of course, is Gussie's. Like,
sure.
You know, they helped him so much. He was in there for 16 weeks. He went in a wheelchair and walked out incredibly. And then Mobility West, also another charity that helped him. And we have Modrell and Connemara, they rehome neglected and abused and abandoned dogs, and then we have the Galway Simon Community fighting homelessness here in Galway. So if anyone wants to kind of help us out a little bit with what we're trying to do with them, it's go to projectempower.com, and there's an I Donate page there, and you can, you know, show us a few very appreciated and
yeah.
We're very thankful for any support.
Well, we're very thankful and appreciative of you and you know, and what you've been through, and you kept going, and it's such a story of endurance and mental strength. It's incredible. Damien, I'm in awe. I think you're a legend. Well done, and enjoy being home.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks
Damien. For your time. I appreciate it.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.